This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We give you all the viral stories that are just about to drop. Just please, oh please, oh please, oh please don't let this flop. If you keep scrolling, scrolling, scrolling and you're never gonna stop, then please, oh please, oh please, oh please don't let this flop. From stupid songs and dances, all the cultural advances, we will cover them from bottom to the top. Just please, oh please, oh please, oh please, I promise you'll appease our please, oh please, oh please don't let this flop.
Hi, I'm EJ Dixon.
And I'm Brittany Spanos. Welcome to Don't Let This Flop,
a podcast about TikTok brought to you by Rolling Stone,
where we cancel dogs and celebrate hot people.
With the holidays just around the corner, we decided to drop a very special episode. And one of our favorite segments to do every week is Himbo of the Week. So that's why we decided that this Thanksgiving week, we wanted to express our gratitude to the hot dudes of TikTok and drop an entirely himbo-themed episode.
We are eternally grateful to every single one of these himbos that we're talking about today. They are the most elite of our himbos. And also himbos we probably both wanted to talk about for a while.
Yeah, a lot of these are himbos we wanted to talk about for a while. And also, I mean, let's be clear. This is Thanksgiving week that we're recording this and we wanted to take Thanksgiving off. Yeah. So enjoy this very special episode from the bottom of our hearts. So our first himbo is a himbo that I've wanted to discuss for quite some time. His name is Old Time Hockey. He's a guy named Fritz. He has a dog named Donnybrook, who's beautiful. And the content he makes is what I would describe as male ASMR, basically.
Well, hello, buddy. Can't sleep, eh? Please, join us for some tea and some Nintendo.
It's like very straight dude ASMR. He lives in a cabin in the woods in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And weirdly, despite being on TikTok and YouTube and being like this digital creator, most of the things that he has are analog, like VHS tapes and Sega Genesis and stuff like that. So there's sort of some nostalgia baked into his content. And sometimes he goes hiking. Sometimes he makes really elaborate, delicious looking meals on rocks. And he always takes the dog with him. Sometimes he does house tours. He has a lot of mallard ducks lying around his house with names like Koser and Ginger Snap. And I didn't even write this down like I remember because that's how obsessed I am with him. And he's really great.
He also has an incredible mustache.
Oh my God.
Just truly.
Just the best
like
mustache.
A very luscious handlebar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good mustache.
There's a mustache ride comment that I really want to make, but I'm not going to make it. It's too early. I just can't. And he also, apparently he has a side business leading trips in Alaska with his fans, which like I would never pay an influencer like exorbitant amounts of money, but like I would do that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And also like, I don't know, I feel like all of his content is very cozy. Like it's like very like nice. Like it's giving me... It honestly feels like very perfect for the vibe of this particular episode too, because it's like very like holiday-esque without like being explicitly holiday-ish.
Oh, for sure.
A lot of like wintry content, like him making like coffee and like, you know, like there's like the one where has like a wood plate and he's just like has like donuts and tea or whatever on it. Like it just like looks nice. It just looks like very cozy and sweet and very like wintry.
Well, hello, buddy, and welcome to my campfire chili. Made over an open fire.
So I would go to like somewhere snowy with him.
Yeah, I think what he does, I think the thing that he's really tapped into, which is so brilliant, is that like men don't like to relax. You know, that's not something like that like men like to do. Like men, I feel like men aren't the target audience for like ASMR content. You know, they don't just like put on these YouTube videos or meditation videos and like chill out. And I think he makes it socially acceptable for straight men to chill out because so much of it is like very calming, like cottagecore about like hockey and cooking and like all of these traditionally straight male pursuits.
Yeah.
Like there's always a question with brands like this and creators like this, exactly how much of their brand is genuine, mm-hmm. you know? And there is part of me that is a little worried that this is some sort of like elaborate put on and he's just a guy who lives in Pasadena, like in his 20s and has like a manager and is going to like Saddle Ranch, you know, on the weekends, you know, like with his buddies and he's going to be spotted on Dumois. Like I'm worried about that. I'm genuinely worried about that, that he's like a plant
have
or an
you,
industry
have
plant.
Have you looked into it? I mean, he uses an AOL account.
That is true. That is true. And that so, definitely is a point against that.
Maybe it's ironic. Maybe he uses the AOL account, but I don't know. I can't imagine that I would choose to still use an AOL account, even for ironic purposes, you know?
I think if anything, that's evidence that he's legit. And I would, and for the purposes of this episode, let's just, you know, accept and appreciate that he's the real deal. So thank you, Fritz. And thank you, Donnybrook.
I'm really glad that I picked this next himbo because I think I often just kind of think about abandoning my life and moving to like a farm or the woods or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just seems nice.
Mm-hmm. I constantly think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, that, like, I actually hate the outdoors. Like, I hate manual labor. I hate the smell of most animals. Like, I would not live in a tent with Fritz. You know, it's just, like, it's not for me. So that's why it's a great fantasy, right? Because I know it's not going to happen. But I think, like, TikTok has made it a lot worse because there's a lot of himbos who just are outside all the time. They have, like, mm-hmm. jobs or lives that bring them outside. They build content that's very outdoorsy. And they're just really hot while they do it. And so many of them are just, you know, they built entire brands off of this and have made me want to move to a farm or the outdoors more than would be real or actual mm-hmm. for me. But one of my favorites is Farmer Will, who is a cute as hell British lad who just spends a lot of time with sheep. I think he works on a sheep farm. It's really hard to tell if it's just like a casual enjoyment of being near a lot of sheep or if it's like his trade. And he's just also very cute and handsome and teaches you how to pick up sheep, like in this video, where he is literally teaching you how to hold a sheep.
So basically what you want to do is just go underneath its belly, one hand one side, one hand the other, and just pick it up. I'll demonstrate for you. For example, on this one, two hands there, pick up, easy as that. And then he's just in for a little cuddle.
For the record, to Farmer Will, I too am eager and in for a little cuddle.
Why are the sheep died?
I don't know. Those are questions I do not have the answers to.
But also, he's like giving a tutorial on how to pick up the sheep, and the tutorial is basically just like pick it up.
Yes, it sure is.
You pick up the sheep.
I guess there's like a specific way you pick up the sheep. I trust him mm-hmm. though. I trust
him too. I trust him with my life. He's wearing that straight man coat. I don't know. It's not a barber. Is it a barber coat? I think it is a barber coat.
Yeah, that like green, like pukey green. Outdoorsy coat, lots of Willy's content. It's just, you know, just a lot of good sheep content. Would I want to spend that much time with sheep? Absolutely not. Would I do it for Farmer Will? Maybe, but
absolutely.
Probably not.
Well, you're on Raya now. So you
I am on Raya.
To.
So Farmer Will is not, if he's on Raya, I'm willing to match with Farmer Will when he's
in
ready.
Case you guys forgot, Brittany's on Raya.
I am on Raya.
I honestly, for our next himbo, I honestly can't remember if we've talked about this himbo. Have we talked about Thorin Bradley?
I'm honestly shocked that we haven't because I have long been very, very obsessed with him. Like, I will watch his TikTok and Instagram lives. Like, that's how much I'm in love with him.
What was he do when you first found him? Like, how has his content evolved?
I kind of just remember a lot of wood chopping videos. I feel like that's mm-hmm. usually just the main content. A lot of him, like, picking stuff up, showing off how muscular he is. There's a lot of like, you know, a lot of like girlfriend conspiracy theories in the Bradley Thor fandom, just because he had a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of him being filmed by someone else, just like a lot of like hot lumberjack moments. But the wood chopping is a big part of it because that's a good way to show off his muscles and also be outdoors and chop wood.
Yeah, he's basically, that's kind of how I know of him. He's like this himbo lumberjack and all the middle-aged moms of TikTok and the straight men of TikTok, like, stitch his videos.
Yeah.
And are thirsting for him. And I have to be honest, I did a little bit of digging, probably not as much as you've done, Brittany, but like just a tiny bit of digging. And the old saying that you should never meet your himbos is true, because it kind of turned me off him a little bit. Like, I didn't realize, I thought he was just some random guy a random lumberjack in the woods, you know, like Fritz, like who's just chilling, hanging out in the woods, cutting wood, and this is his like profession, but he's like a fitness influencer.
Yes. So he like doesn't live in, he goes to a house in the woods to film this content, but that's not his like main home. I forget where his main, I think it's like LA or something. Like he has like a city life separate from his lumberjack life, which was very disappointing to find out. I'm not going to lie. I didn't care for it, but yeah. You know, as long as the content continues to be lumberjack focused, I'm going to watch it.
Has he addressed that on his Instagram live? Like, is he open about that, or does he sort of try to like hide that?
He has talked about, I feel like I found it out through like him talking about like in a live or a video that he did where he was just like, you know, talking about where he goes and like where the content is made or something. Like he's spoken about it. I don't know like how much more recently, if it's like something, he's definitely become a lot more famous over the last several months. Like I've seen him go viral on like Twitter a lot, where people will share his videos. So I know he's kind of like broadened his audience. So I don't know if that's something that he's trying to hide now. Cause I've noticed that a lot of TikTok himbos like to hide random facts about their lives. Like there was one TikTok himbo I loved that I followed for a long time and then dug far enough back in his Instagram that I found out he had a secret child.
What? Who had a secret child?
I follow this chef called Sad Poppy, and I don't know if it's like intentionally secret, but he's like really hot. He's like kind of like an emo chef. Mm-hmm. And I just had no idea he had children because he doesn't post about it on Instagram or TikTok. And then my friend and I just got really bored and we went through his entire social media presence and like he had a baby.
So he just hides his baby on his, so he posts about everything else but his baby. So that's infuriating.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to like, I don't know his life. I don't know like the situation. It seems like him and the mother of his child are not together. He's like mm-hmm. dating another TikToker. But I'm just like, interesting. Because he's also very young.
It's infuriating more from a brand management perspective, because if you're hot and you have a baby and you're a himbo, why not incorporate that into your content?
Yeah, it's great content. Because, okay, it's so great content. A lot of the comments were people that were psychotic, much like me and my friends, and mm-hmm. went and were like, oh my God, you have a baby. And it would be like from 2 weeks ago and the baby photos from like 2 years ago. And like just saying you should teach her how to cook, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, TikTok himbos like to hide things, and so I would not be surprised if Thorin Bradley has hidden this information more recently to have the fantasy be a fantasy.
I also think he's a Trump supporter, and I have no basis to say that. It's just my gut. It's just my gut. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I just feel it
in my heart. I did find his Twitter, and I thought it would be fun. I thought it would be fun to play a game. Did a sitting U.S. president or himbo Thorin Bradley say this? Did a former U.S. president or himbo Thorin Bradley say this? So, okay. Here's the first one. Okay. It's just a couple. If you could, you wouldn't, because you can and you haven't.
I'm going to say that George H.W. Bush said that. Just kidding.
Incorrect. Himbo Thorin Bradley said that. Every accomplishment starts with a decision to try.
Sitting president.
Correct. Former president. Yes. Former JFK. President. Sorry. Yeah. I should have said former president. That's JFK. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave.
President.
Correct. That's former president Reagan. Look, sweet cheeks, I don't like your ex either, but we aren't exercising and eating right to show them anything. You not taking care of yourself falls on you, no matter how toxic they are. We gotta find better reasons than sexual selection to exercise and eat something green.
That was, in fact, President Clinton.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Those who don't sleep, don't dream. Rest brings passion, desire, and big ideas. Don't let the Western world glorify the overuse of your passion for their personal material production. We are far more.
I'll give that to the himbo.
Correct. That is the himbo. We did not come here to fear the future. We came to shape it.
President.
Correct. That's former President Obama. Hear me out. Hot Cheeto dusted rice cakes. You're welcome.
Sounds like Trump.
It does sound like Trump. Unfortunately, it isn't. Unfortunately, it's Himbo Thorin Bradley.
Well,
but thank you for these gems, Thorin Bradley, and also former U.S. presidents. And we hope you're not a Trump supporter.
I would like to believe that he is not. Mm-hmm. I need the hope. My longtime favorite himbo.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
But I also have another longtime favorite himbo of mine that I have been following probably for a while now, for a very long time. And I think, like, it's because a true himbo on TikTok, like, my favorite kinds of himbos just want to be hot. They're just, you know, they're not trying to prove much else. They're always shirtless. They're dancing. Their content's a little basic. And it's just kind of sweet and innocent. And one of my favorites is George Aiden, who is literally one of the first himbos I found on TikTok. Like, I've been following him for a really long time because he's super hot. I mean, my friends love him and his friends because he has also a bunch of really, really hot friends. And he usually just is shirtless. He dances with his friends. They do a lot of soft choreo, kind of like a Masked Destiny's Child. Like, it's like three of them doing like very soft choreo to random songs. And in a lot of his best videos, they're always just kind of wearing like gray sweatpants, which is a himbo closet staple,
Absolutely. One
of the most important items of clothing, and shorts and pristine white sneakers. He also does like a lot of the most basic flirty content, a lot of like basic dating content, which is another himbo prerequisite. Like, a lot of the best himbo videos are usually dating based. He did like this husband application, which reveals that he is 6'4" and loves traveling. Gotta respect it. Some of, you know, again, more himbo requirements. Very tall, loves traveling. And that's, you know, I don't need to know much more.
Loves traveling is important.
Him. Yeah.
For it to be a himbo.
You know, it's hard to find a himbo that loves traveling, but I'm glad that George is doing it for all of us.
I feel like all himbos love traveling. Or say they love traveling.
It's on everyone's dating, you know, right? It's like every single person is like, yeah, I love travel.
Do you like to travel?
Yeah, I love to travel.
Yeah.
This is my girlfriend application for George. And he also has a mixed Irish and Nigerian accent, which like was honestly pretty life-changing to find out. And he sounds super hot, so we should hear him speak in his Irish and Nigerian accent.
No, my accent is mixed. So like a bit of Nigerian and a bit of Irish. Should I mean?
That's really hot.
It is really hot.
Didn't know I needed that, but I did.
Yeah. So I love George. I love his hot friends. I love a himbo that brings his hot friends into the fold to become a himbo collective, a co-op of himbos. It's really special.
Hopefully the next himbo will be able to join that collective someday. Eric Daniel Soto. And I'm curious how you feel about this because I love it, but I could see this might be a somewhat of a controversial choice because I could see why some people would be turned off by this. But he's this guy who sends random women on the internet good night, queen, every single night, according to this TikTok by @GraceJohanna.
This guy has been sending me good night, queen, every single night since May. Every single night. Good night, queen. Good night, queen. I'm really attached to it now. Sometimes if I don't get a good night, queen, it like hurts my feelings. Sometimes I say good night back. Sometimes. Good night, queen. Good night, queen. But this has lasted longer than some of my relationships. I feel like everyone deserves to be told Goodnight Queen every single night.
This is nice.
For the rest of their life. And I love this.
I also like that he numbers it.
Yeah, it's good to keep track of for like her files, you know? Yeah. I think it's great. Yeah.
I only hate it because I'm not getting it. Where's my Goodnight Queen, Eric? What's up with that?
Yeah, according to the comments, he does it to more than one woman. Like, it isn't specific to this woman, which I don't know how to feel about that. I guess it makes me feel a lot better, actually, because it means he's not obsessively focused on this one woman.
Yeah.
He just sees random women on Instagram who he's, like, into, and instead of, like, hitting them up with a dick pic or something gross, he's just like, Goodnight Queen. It's so
Sometimes
innocuous.
You just need a nice goodnight wish from a stranger. Nothing better. It's very kind. It seems like a very nice thing to do. Has he said anything about it? Does he have a TikTok? Has he responded?
No, he hasn't said anything about it as far as I know. Guess how the men in the comments are reacted to this video.
Oh gosh, how do they react?
Just guess.
I feel like, well, obviously men don't find anything creepy, so they probably are like offended that she finds it sweet.
Close. You're very close.
And that they
do very close.
They think that their toxic behavior matches that.
they think she's leading him on.
Oh no. She's like responded like twice.
Yeah. She's barely responded. And even if she did, like, it's only polite. Like, if somebody is saying Goodnight Queen to you every single night, like, of course he would engage with it like somewhat. And she's giving like the bare minimum too. She's like, yeah, she just, thanks, goodnight too.
She responded like 60 messages in, and it was like, thank you for your work. And he just kept sending them.
But she's apparently, men think that's leading him on. Like, oh, she's such a cock.
Of course they do.
I don't understand how men think.
Yeah.
But this is, if you want to hit on, not even if you want to hit on somebody, like if you want to show somebody, like express your appreciation, like this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
In a totally... Just a nice goodnight queen.
Mind your business otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Definitely.
So one of my more recent life goals has been to get literally a million tattoos. And so I
Interesting.
I want to become like Ariana Grande, right? Where you don't remember that she has like 100 tattoos. Mm-hmm. But then like you suddenly are like,
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she had 100. Really?
Literally 100, but she has like a ton of tattoos. She has like, but they're all small. So I want like a ton of like tattoos that are not like super. Anyway.
So you want just like small secret tattoos like all over your body.
Yeah. It's just like, well,
that's great.
A bunch of tattoos. I love that. Mm-hmm. And so I follow a bunch of tattoo artists on Instagram, on Pinterest, and of course TikTok. And I love the TikTok tattoo content. It's actually pretty soothing to watch like people make like really beautiful art and all of that. But of course, in following a bunch of tattoo content on TikTok, I've come across one of the hottest men I've ever seen in my entire life, named Evan Cochisarli, who uses the handle Evan K Tattoo. He's based in Edmonton and posts a very specific kind of promotion for his pretty amazing body art, which is a lot of thirst traps of him just like posing in front of a mirror in really cute little hipster boy outfits, mm-hmm. just showing off his wonderful mustache. Again, a great mustache. Very, very muscular, tatted up self. And then he shows off videos of him making these like really absolutely insanely cool tattoos for everyone. And it's just set to random songs of just him being hot and making tattoos, which is all I can dream for.
He's suspiciously hot.
It's like a little upsetting.
He's excessively hot.
It's like, it's one of those things where it brings me a very large level of alarm every time mm-hmm. he shows up on my For You page, which is like a lot for someone I actually just follow, but it stresses me out every time I see him.
Yeah, exactly. It's stressful to see people that hot.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen somebody that hot? Like, if you saw this guy on the street, like, I would have a panic attack.
I would definitely cry. It would be too much for me to handle.
It's just hard. It's just hard to see really hot people walking on the street. And knowing they exist and they're looking at you and like you're not even worth like acknowledging.
It causes me emotional distress in a way that I am simply not fit to handle.
I'm glad that he's like on TikTok and he's not like roaming the streets. Like he should be in jail, honestly.
he's trapped in a tattoo studio making tattoos. Like, I'm ready. I'm fully ready to just pivot to Canada. I'm going to move to Edmonton. Do they have farms in Edmonton? Maybe this is the beginning of my farm life.
I think Edmonton's like a real city.
Oh, I don't know anything about Canada.
Yeah, no one knows anything about Canada. We talked about this last time too. It's like, and I feel like last time we were similarly dismissive of our Canadian listeners. Like, if they're out there, like, we don't know anything about you. We don't care about you.
I love Canada. Drake, Evan Cochisarly, you know, some of the classics. Celine Dion,
Avril, Justin Bieber,
Alanis.
Shania Twain is Canadian?
Yeah.
Or is Canadian?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
The only person I'm thinking of is Sarah Edmonton from NXIVM.
Of course.
The NXIVM whistleblower. The woman involved in the sex cult. Famous Canadian. This next guy is not as obvious of a himbo as Evan Cochisarly. But there's probably nothing I love more than people getting extremely heated about fictional narratives. Like, have you ever seen that viral video of the guy who's freaking out because they're playing headbands and the clue is Glinda?
Yeah.
And he says princess, and he's trying to explain, like, that she's a princess and not a witch. And
yeah,
it's one of the
greatest videos ever made.
It's one of the greatest videos ever made. And what makes it even greater is that he's wrong. He's just, he's flat out, he's screaming at the top of his lungs and he's so vehement about it. And he's wrong. She's not a princess. She's a witch. Like, he was wrong the whole time. But this.
Hold on.
This is your favorite.
Hold on. Her sister was a witch, right? And what was her sister? A princess. The Wicked Witch of the East, bro.
I'm gonna stab him.
You're gonna look at me and you're gonna tell me that I'm wrong? Am I wrong?
It's my favorite.
She wore a crown and she came down in a bubble.
This video has similar energy. It's this the husband of this woman named, her handle is Geneva Rose Author. And they were watching Sleepover, which I don't know if you've ever seen, but it's a classic.
Mm-mm.
You've seen it. You've never seen it?
No.
It's so on brand for you, Brittany.
I'm familiar with the movie. I know it stars the girl from Spy Kids, but I've never seen it.
It's Alexa Vega Pena,
yeah.
One of my favorite Dancing with the Stars contestants of all time. Mika Boram is in it. Jane Lynch is in it. Jeff Garland from Curb is in it. And it's like a middle school. They're all middle schoolers. And it's like this fantasy film about like a sleepover. I feel like Steve Carell is in it, but I'm literally just making that up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's actually true, but now it's canon that I'm going to Nelson Mandela, like, all of you.
Yeah.
Like, Mandela effect all of you and just, like, say that Steve Carell was in it. But in the climax of the movie, Alexa Vega at one point is, like, skateboarding in a dress.
Yeah.
And this guy that she has a crush on who's in high school, who's apparently a senior in high school, sees her and becomes, like, obsessed with her because he's like, oh, girl, skateboarding in a dress. Like, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And it's like very early aughts gender norms. And the climax of the movie, he's crowned homecoming king. And this is what he does. And this is what Geneva Rose, Author's husband, this is how he reacts to it.
Like, why would that, think about that playing out in real life. Like, this is a high school homecoming. He's like, he's the homecoming king. So he's probably like 17 or 18. And she's a middle school girl. Like, what would you do if you're at your actual high school? There's like an 18-year-old guy about to go up to college. Julie Corky? Bro, oh, who's Julie Corky? Oh, she doesn't go here. She's in middle school. She's only 14, I think. Julie, are you? Bro, why would she be here? She doesn't go. I know that! She's in middle school, but I saw her earlier on a skateboard. Julie! Where's my 14-year-old dream girl? Bro, that's fucking. Shut up!
Oh my God.
Shut up!
I'm dead.
So like that scene would never have struck me as problematic as a child.
Yeah.
But she's literally like, she's in middle school, so she's like 13 and he's homecoming king. So that means he's like youngest like 17 or 16, right?
That was like such like, I feel like those movies at that time were so obsessed with like, it wasn't just that you got the popular guy, it was like that you got the older popular guy.
Yeah.
Like that was such an obsession of teen movies at that time where it was like constantly it was like one of those where you didn't fully realize it until you're like older and you're like, oh, that person is like a freshman in high school dating the senior and they made such a big deal about this and about how special and like romantic it was. And it's just weird.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's kind of normalizing like statutory rape.
Yeah, no, it totally is. It totally is. And it's also just like, yeah, it doesn't, it's also like obviously like all these people are much older than the actual age that they're playing, right? Like you have like 21-year-olds pretending that they're like 13, 14 usually in these movies, from the, especially from that period of time, which is like takes away from the reality, which is like 13, 14-year-olds do not look like 21-year-olds.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Look like children, like they are babies, you know, and like are suddenly being, I don't know, it's like weird. It's very weird. All those movies are so strange.
It's deeply uncomfortable. And this guy has sort of made it, now that this video blew up, like he's made it sort of a series. Like his other, he has another video where he's reacting to 10 Things I Hate About You. The scene where Julia Stiles shows her tits to the old teacher to get Heath Ledger out of detention.
Another movie where it's like the freshman in high school and the, isn't the, that guy who now runs a cult who plays the other romantic lead in the movie?
Oh yeah, Andrew Keegan.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like also like what, a senior?
I think she's supposed to be a sophomore, but yeah, I mean, still, there is definitely, yeah. Still, there is definitely an age gap there. Yeah, it's crazy.
And like, she looks like a baby. Like, that's the other, it's like, it's such a strange thing. All those movies are so weird. So for my final himbo pick for our very himbo holiday special is a celebrity, because I love when celebrities are really good at TikTok. I love when people who are like semi-famous or super famous are able to just like shed their egos long enough to post some really great content. It's like very stars, they're just like us, because all the content is not too far off from what a normal person would post. But I do love that. And so one of my favorite people probably doesn't count as like a huge, huge celebrity, but I think for like me and for a specific set of people who like watch some of the stuff he was in, he is like quite famous. Avin Jogia, who I've had a huge crush on for many years. He started on Victorious alongside Victoria Justice and Ariana Grande. He was recently in Zombieland Double Tap, a movie that I loved a lot. And he's also just super, super hot. He posts incredible, incredible content on TikTok. He's just one of the hot celebrities on TikTok for me. He makes fun of himself a lot. He's a hot boy with a great sense of humor, which is the hottest quality for a hot boy to have.
What in the Tim Burton looking Edward Scissorhands, waking up on the goth side of the bed, Robert Smith the Cure, Nick Cave looking motherfucker.
He had like a really good time with the sound he made blowing up on Kink Talk, and does things like pointing out how much he looks like Colin Farrell when he has his head shaved. Like, it's just like good, it's basic good himbo material where he also like takes the piss out of himself very often. So I love,
I've never heard of him.
He's very hot. He's just a hot person. You know, you probably have not seen most of his stuff, and that's fine. I've seen some of it. He's very good in Zombieland. He was a himbo on Victorious. And he's just really, really funny on TikTok.
He's got Måneskin vibes. Måneskin, sorry.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. You know, a little bit of that kind of like dirtbaggy rocker. He is in a band. I have not listened to his music, and I probably won't.
he would probably like, he probably wants nothing more than for you to listen to his music. So it's very powerful that you're saying
that. I'm sure like, it's good. I have no thoughts, just vibes. But like, yeah, he's, I don't want to be, if it's not good, I don't want to be disappointed in the fact that my, one of my favorite himbos doesn't make music I like.
And if but it it's is also good, kind of a that, prerequisite of being a himbo is that they make bad music.
The thing is, if it is good, then that ruins my life. Do you know how obsessed I was with Ryan Gosling's band when I found out about that? That was
it's
a
good?
Rough summer for me. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was fine. There's a spookiness to the music. Dead Man's Bones. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I see what you mean. That would ruin my life, too.
It ruined, like, a summer for me. Like, it was, like, really just an awful thing to learn about, is that Ryan Gosling is also a pretty good musician. Avin Jogia, if you're listening, first off, hello. Second, I'm not going to listen to your band, but good luck in all your endeavors.
Thanks so much for listening to Don't Let This Flop, This Week in TikTok, brought to you by Rolling Stone and Cumulus Podcast Network, written and hosted by me, EJ Dixon, and Brittany Spanos. Executive produced by Jason Fine, Bridget Shelsey, and Elizabeth Barber Paul, edited by Dan Stein, and original music composed by Daniel Mertzleft. See you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.